Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with singer-songwriter Blind Joe.
Okay, so we got Blind Joe with us, singer-songwriter extraordinaire from Fargo, North Dakota. Went to The Voice on NBC. I was on Team Blake. First of all, who's Team Blake? Who's this Blake guy?
Blake, I don't know. He's just some random dude. They thought he was cool. They put him on TV. I'm not really sure. It's not like he sold millions of records and has billions of fans all across the world or anything. Shelton is his last name, I think.
Yeah. He's kind of a big deal in country music.
Yeah, maybe a little.
Explain to me your experience.
I hear
experience.
He drinks too much, though.
You ever watch his Twitter feed?
I heard you know he drinks too much.
I'm just kidding. No, did you get to tell me about The Voice? What's going on there?
Oh, dude, it was great. We had a blast. It was so much fun. Blake was such a cool guy, and he and I have that kind of perverse sense of humor. So we did our fair share of joking around, and everybody was so cool and so nice to us. And what I really enjoy about that show is that they really do want you to succeed, and they make it a really great. It's not about like the drama. You know, a lot of those reality shows, you see a lot of the drama and the stuff that really doesn't have anything to do with the show. But it's obviously it gets ratings, so they put it in. The Voice is not like that. They really do want people to succeed, and they want you to have fun, and we really did. It was nerve-wracking, but it was a heck of a lot of fun.
So, at the end of the day, it's obviously some great exposure for you.
Absolutely.
Do you make any money out of the deal?
Yeah. You know, now, yes. It's nice. You know, there was a good... I started doing this professionally when I was probably 19 or 20, and you know, up until The Voice... times were tight, man. They always have.
Oh, I remember.
You know, and yeah. I mean, you saw my my shows playing to three people, and
I was one of the three.
Right?
Yes.
So yeah, it's definitely. I've definitely moved up a tax bracket, and it's great. And I think as long as I keep working it as hard as I am, and you know, rolling around the country just playing shows. I mean, as long as I can pull down, you know, enough money so that my wife and I. Have a roof over our head and food in our stomach, man. That's what it's all about. And I'm very fortunate, man. I'm fortunate that there are fans of country music out there that love what I'm doing enough to be able to allow me to make enough money to support my family, man. I'm really blessed.
Country music singer songwriter Blind Joe. Oftentimes in the music industry or the media or pretty much anything that has to do with entertainment. And sports, too, for that matter, because sports is entertainment. Yeah. It's a feast or famine industry.
Yeah.
And listen, Joe, you and I had nights at the Nasty Nester and things like that where you and I both lived the feast or the famine days.
Yes.
Now,
definitely.
Does The Voice, it doesn't put you into the feast mode, I don't think.
No.
But it gives you an opportunity not to famine anymore.
What The Voice does is, yes, you're absolutely right when you say that. I love that analogy. What it does is it just like you said, gives you the opportunity to say, hey, okay, I can work with this, but you have to push it. You can't just get on The Voice and then, it's not like you get on the show and then all of a sudden, oh, you're on The Voice, so you're going to be famous the rest of your life, period. You know, if you don't work it and you don't know the business and you don't really buckle down and do what you need to do to make sure that people, that you're in people's faces and that people know who you are, they're going to forget. I mean, we live in a very, you know, fast-paced society today where if you're not constantly putting yourself out there, people will forget about you in a second, especially with, you know, streaming media, streaming music, and all that stuff. I mean, not a lot of people are buying albums anymore. Nobody sits down and listens to a record. It's song by song nowadays, so...
That's interesting because, you know, I interviewed Matthew Nelson of the Nelson Twins.
Yeah.
Matthew and Gunnar Nelson.
Uh-huh.
And we talked about the paradigm shift that happened in music, about mm-hmm. when social media and the internet came out, because people were bootlegging music. So
yes.
The old traditional ways of, okay, how many record or how many radio plays do you get and how many records do you sell, that went away.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden... Mm-hmm. The song became a commercial
yes.
for your live events and your music.
Yeah.
Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, absolutely.
So describe that to where nowadays you have to make your money at the live events, don't you?
That's it. It's really all about touring, keeping on the road, and growing that fan base organically, and merchandise sales. You know, people will buy a CD, and you know, majority of the time, they'll take it home, they'll put it on their computer, slap it on their phone, and that'll be it. They'll never use the CD again. But that's the way that you have to grow the fan base, is just selling that merchandise and having them tell people. And now with social media, it's cool because they can get on Facebook and Twitter and tell all their friends, hey man, I saw this dude last night, he rocked it, I bought a CD, you got to check it out. And yeah, so I mean, you know, as far as record sales in the record industry, social media has been they kind of don't know what to do. They're kind of slowly adapting to this new model. But as far as independent musicians like me and a lot of other people that are touring, social media can work to our advantage. But you are definitely right when you say that's how you make money, is with the touring and with the live shows and with the merchandise and stuff like that.
You know, you certainly got to be creative, because you know the nice thing about what you're doing is Blind Joe. You're a brand now.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
You can have canes one day. No offense.
Yeah, no, no, and then we're looking into that actually, like keychains that are like canes. You know,
keychains.
That's what I want to call them. And so I'm looking into that right now. You know, we've got wristbands, we've got T-shirts, we've got of course the CDs, we got the new Christmas record out. You know, you want to have anything that you can have, any little thing that's just going to get you to that next town, to that next show, and make, you know, so you're fed and you got a place to stay, man. I mean, that's what it's all about, you know, and it's fun.
You've changed your music, too.
Yeah.
You know, you mentioned the Christmas CD, and I remember one of your first Christmas CDs, which we're not going to play on the air.
No. And look, man, look, you know.
That was in your younger days.
Right, and here's the thing. I still love that stuff, and I love. I've always been a fan of dirty comedy and dirty music and stuff like that. When I was a kid, you know, one of my favorite bands was Guns N' Roses. You know, and they were the first band I'd ever heard in my life cuss, like big time cuss, like F-bomb cuss. And I thought it was so cool, you know. I mean, I was a kid, you know. I love that kind of humor. The music has changed in that I don't put a lot of that cussing and that kind of stuff into it anymore, but I still love it, and I don't regret those songs. I love those songs. Some of those songs I've even kind of rewritten. You know, we've got Soul Singing Son of a Gun on the latest record by the fans for the fans, and of course, you know, that used to be Soul Singing Son of a Something Else. And it's just, I still love that stuff, but the bottom line is, not only is this music something I love to play, but it's also a business, and there are just some people that are just, you know, people that watch a show like The Voice are not the people that are going to buy an album entitled Whiskey, Wine, Beer, Pot, Pills, and Cocaine.
To listen to the full-length interview with singer-songwriter Blind Joe, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
Like the queen of the yard, not minding anyone, but the farmer's wife had set the pot to boil, and the dinner table was set. She had collard greens and a pot of baked beans, but she hadn't cooked the main course yet.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Now sometimes you gotta look back and see where you went wrong. If you can't do that, you won't be around too long. That hand should have seen it coming, a hatchet and a butcher block. She was too wrapped up, strutting her stuff to see the water was getting hot.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
You might turn a blind eye on the world, but there's always an eye on you. There's always an eye on you.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Gain knowledge about the oil and gas industry while networking with industry pros. The North American Shale Magazine is inviting you to attend North Dakota's largest shale oil event in 2017, the Bakken Conference and Expo, happening July 17th through the 19th in Bismarck, North Dakota. Learn about the latest technologies used in one of North America's most productive shale plays, the Bakken. You're not going to want to miss the Bakken Conference and Expo, July 17th through the 19th in Bismarck, North Dakota. For more information about the conference or to register,
we
visit
www.thebakkenconference.com.
That's thebakkenconference.com.
Your voice is the foundation of your life, your business, your profession, and it needs to be heard throughout the oil field. We specialize in taking your story and blasting it out through the oil patch through our tested web-based digital and social channels. The Oilfield Report. Get informed. Get heard.